Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty crucial, a strategic challenge really facing, well, every organization out there, big or small. It's this uncomfortable truth that, you know, in today's digital world, becoming a cyber attack target, it's almost inevitable, isn't it?
That's really the core realization. Yeah. It's driving a lot of corporate strategy right now. The threat's just everywhere. And because of that, the mission, it's shifted. The biggest danger isn't really the initial breach anymore getting in. It's what happens after that. You know, the successful theft, the data exfiltration.
Yeah.
Can they actually take the important stuff if they get inside?
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is to kind of pull out a roadmap from our sources. How do you strategically lower that risk, especially if you maybe don't have the resources for a huge, you know, dedicated security team? We're focusing on how strategic leadership, specifically this idea of the virtual chief information security officer, the VCISO, how that provides defense.
Mm-hmm. And the data really highlights how urgent this is. Figures from Fastly in 2024 show that, incredibly, 27% of enterprises in the UK and Ireland.
Hmm.
They were operating without a CISO.
Wow, 27%. That's,
yeah,
that's a huge gap in senior leadership, isn't it?
It's massive. A colossal gap in risk management at the top level.
And that lack of leadership probably means critical security decisions fall onto IT managers, right? People who are already like totally stretched thin. So the VCISO seems like a smart, scalable way to fix that. You get that C-suite expertise, but without the, you know, the huge executive salary and all the overhead.
Exactly. It's really about using a proactive data protection strategy,
yeah,
to mitigate that institutional risk effectively.
Okay, let's unpack this then. We hear the term VCISO thrown around quite a bit, but what exactly is this outsourced role? And crucially, why is this kind of leadership essential now? Like, not just nice to have.
Fundamentally, a VCISO is a strategic advisor. It's an outsourced service, basically, providing that high-level cybersecurity leadership and oversight. They aren't the person managing the tech day-to-day. No, they're the expert defining the whole security program, making sure policies get implemented, and handling, you know, regulatory compliance.
So you're essentially getting the brain power, the strategy part of a, well, a highly paid executive, but maybe just for the hours you actually need them, avoiding the full-time cost, salary, benefits, all that stuff. They're like a trusted strategic guide, building resilience rather than just, you know, putting out fires.
That's it. And the gap they fill is, it's immense. Small, medium-sized businesses, they often just can't afford a full-time CISO, someone earning hundreds of thousands, or maybe they don't even need someone full-time. But here's the thing. They face the same kinds of attacks as a huge Fortune 500 company. You know, frequent, targeted, sophisticated stuff. A VCISO brings in expertise. It's tailored. It adapts to where the company is at, its maturity level, what industry it's in, and the threat landscape that keeps changing.
Okay. The sources lay out these seven core services that it seems pretty much every effective VCISO program needs to combine. This is like the strategic toolkit you should be looking for, right? Let's maybe not just list them, but talk about what they do.
Yeah, good idea. We can sort of break it down into strategy, compliance, and crisis response, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So on the strategy side, it always kicks off with cybersecurity strategy development. And this isn't just, you know, buying the latest firewall. It's about creating a security roadmap that lines up directly with the company's actual business goals. Like, where are you trying to go and what digital stuff do you absolutely need to protect to get there?
Right. And once you know the destination, you need to map out the dangers along the way. So that brings us to risk management and data governance. This is figuring out where your really important data lives, who can touch it, and evaluating the risk, you know, throughout its the whole life. It's like asset management, but for information.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a regulatory piece, which is just non-negotiable these days. That's regulatory compliance oversight. This is making sure you're following the rules. We're talking frameworks like GDPR, you know, for European customer data, or HIPAA for healthcare in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Messing this up isn't just a small fine. It can be, well, crippling financially.
Yeah.
You might even lose your right to operate in some cases.
Okay. What about the proactive side? Because strategy is great, but we need, like, foresight, too. How do they look ahead?
Ah, yeah, that's covered by threat intelligence and risk analysis. A good VCISO should be constantly monitoring and interpreting real-time threat data from all over the world. The goal is to proactively shield your systems from new attack methods, maybe before they even start hitting others in your specific industry.
Then you've got the operational basics. Security monitoring and reporting, just keeping an eye on the network all the time. And the one we all hope we never actually need, incident response planning and coordination.
Yeah, that last one is absolutely critical. Now, you might think, Doesn't every company have an incident response plan? Well, yeah, maybe on paper. But a VCISO, they don't just write the playbook, they test it. They run tabletop exercises, you know, simulations, and really importantly, they step up and take that executive leadership role during a security incident, coordinating the whole response effort.
And finally, the service that often seems to separate the really great VCISOs from the ones who are just sort of technical experts, stakeholder communication.
Yes, this is so important. It's the art of translating really complex technical risk, like a zero-day vulnerability, for instance, into clear business language for the board, for executives.
Yes.
They talk about potential financial losses in the millions.
Yeah.
You know, not just obscure network protocol.
Right. They turn the tech jargon into basically dollars and cents, making security something the business actually sees as a priority.
That's exactly right. It becomes a recognized business issue, not just an IT problem.
Okay, so we've laid out the structure, the services, but let's say the budget is tight. How does a company know when they've crossed that line? You know, the line between managing risk okay and maybe strategic negligence. Here are the specific situations our sources point to where a VCISO becomes, well, pretty much essential.
Yeah, these are like the key decision triggers for listeners, the moments you really need to think about this. First one is rapidly growing firms or companies going through a big digital transformation. So if you're suddenly hiring loads of people or moving huge amounts of data to the cloud or maybe bringing in new AI tools, you absolutely must have an expert put a security framework in place right from the start. Otherwise, the foundation's just going to be shaky.
Makes sense. Second one is obvious, but yeah, potentially expensive if you don't handle it right.
Ugh.
Regulatory pressure or new compliance needs. Like maybe you land a big client who needs you to have SOC2 certification, or you start selling into a market with really strict data rules. Bringing in a VCISO with that specific know-how is way faster and honestly probably cheaper than trying to train your internal team from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Third is the one nobody wants, after a cyber incident or a breach. Okay, so the damage might already be done in some ways.
Yeah.
But turning to a VCISO immediately after, it's crucial. It can help with the forensic analysis, pinpoint the weaknesses in your setup, seriously strengthen your security posture, and basically build resilience so you don't get hit again by the follow-up attacks, which, you know, often happen.
Yeah, the follow-up attacks. Okay, fourth connects right back to that Fastly stat we mentioned. Limited internal resources. We know almost a third of firms in that survey were struggling.
So if you've got a small IT team, partnering with a VCISO gives you that senior level strategic thinking without the, frankly, prohibitive cost of hiring a permanent C-level exec. You get decades of experience, essentially on retainer. That's exactly. Fifth deals with outside confidence, board or stakeholder concerns about risk exposure. This happens when maybe investors or big customers or even your insurers start asking tougher questions about your security. Perhaps after a competitor gets hit badly, a VCISO provides that executive guidance and the reporting structure needed to address that increased scrutiny head on, transparently.
And finally, a key one for business strategy. Preparation for funding rounds, audits, or maybe M&A activity, mergers and acquisitions. Having strong, provable security isn't optional anymore during due diligence. It's essential. Having someone at the CISO level ensures your security maturity and how you manage risk looks solid to those external parties, which ultimately protects the value of the deal.
And you know, all these different drivers, these scenarios, they ultimately funnel down to one critical job in today's world. Dealing with, and ideally preventing, data exfiltration.
This feels like the really key strategic shift we need to grasp, right? Attackers aren't just trying to break things anymore. They're trying to steal things and then maybe extort you. Data exfiltration. That's the moment they actually succeed in pulling sensitive data out of your network. Customer lists, intellectual property, source code, financial records.
And that right there is where the real, often permanent damage happens.
Yeah.
We're talking multi-million dollar ransom demands, reputational harm that's maybe impossible to recover from, or your trade secrets getting sold to a competitor. So when you're choosing a VCISO, just having a good strategy isn't quite enough anymore. Businesses really have to prioritize solutions that actively prevent data from leaving, not just ones that help you clean up afterwards.
So that implies the VCISO provider needs real, proven expertise in things like ransomware defense, yes, but also insider threats. And they need a mandate to actually integrate technology solutions, right? Especially down at the endpoint and data layers. The strategic problem the breach will likely happen needs a tech solution to stop the really bad consequence.
Exactly, spot on. Our source highlights Blackfog's ADX Instinct technology as a really good example of this more advanced model that's needed now. Mm-hmm. See, traditional VCSO services, they often focus heavily on the policy, the guidance telling you what you should do, but that can still leave you vulnerable. Because honestly, strategy documents are pretty useless when an attacker is actively smuggling your data out of the network in real time.
Okay, so what's the core difference in philosophy then with this kind of approach?
It's what they call the data-first philosophy. So while a lot of traditional security focuses maybe 90% of its effort on trying to keep the attacker out, you know, the old perimeter defense model, Black Fog and similar advanced models, they start by assuming the attacker is probably already inside your network. It's a pragmatic assumption, maybe a bit scary, but realistic.
Which flips the whole defense strategy then, doesn't it? From prevent entry to prevent exit.
Precisely. If you assume they're already in, the only thing that truly matters is stopping them from getting the valuable stuff out. Their ADX Instinct technology, the way it works, is by watching the outbound network traffic very closely. It looks for sensitive information trying to leave and stops it from going to unauthorized places. This basically neutralizes modern ransomware tactics and even insider threats before they achieve their main goal, the theft. So, simply put, the attacker might get in, but it's useless to them because they can't actually steal the goods. It's this mix of strategic oversight plus active real-time tech that's key.
Okay, let's talk bottom line then. ROI. Value for money. We already touched on the cost saving versus a full-time exec, but how does this integrated model, strategy plus tech, deliver value you can actually measure?
Well, when you bundle the services like, you combine the VCISO expertise with continuous threat monitoring and active data protection tech, it fundamentally changes the cost-benefit picture.
Yeah.
You get security controls you can actually measure happening in real time. And that delivers a much stronger ROI, I think. And definitely more comprehensive protection than just getting advice. Security starts to move away from just being a cost you have to bear towards being a measurable investment in reducing risk.
Okay, if security is becoming a measurable business asset, we need metrics, actual numbers. How do businesses track if this VCISO partnership is actually working? How do they make sure things keep getting better?
Yeah, good question. There are probably four critical key performance indicators, KPIs, that companies should really focus on tracking to get the most value here. The first one, and I'd argue the most critical for measuring that real-time risk reduction, is exfiltration events blocked. This is tangible. It's a number that shows you exactly how many times attempted data thefts were caught and stopped by the technology.
That is a powerful metric because it directly measures preventing harm, financial, reputational, not just, you know, detecting some suspicious code somewhere.
Exactly. The next KPI would be near misses and incident trends. This tracks suspicious stuff that didn't quite become a full breach, but it definitely signals there might be underlying weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Keeping an eye on this helps the VCISO spot systemic gaps that need strategic attention pretty quickly. It turns that suspicious activity into, well, actionable strategy improvements.
Right. Third, showing that longer-term improvement in the organization's health is risk score improvement.
This involves measuring how much the overall organizational risk is going down over time, maybe using standardized scoring methods.
Yeah.
It helps prove to the board, to stakeholders, that the company's actively getting safer, de-risking the business.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we look at efficiency, response time and resolution rates. This shows how quickly incidents are being spotted, assessed, escalated, and then contained. These metrics help prove that the security processes themselves are getting leaner, faster, more effective. The organization is shifting from just reacting defensively to this state of continuous, measurable improvement.
So if we tie this back to the bigger picture, the whole cybersecurity landscape is just accelerating like crazy, isn't it? You think about AI-powered attacks, more regulations piling up. The lesson seems clear that strategic leadership, the VCISO part, has to be combined with active, technology-based defense against the actual data theft.
The VCISO offers that unique blend, really. It can transform a company's security posture surprisingly quickly by bringing in that C-suite level expertise and, crucially, often integrating active technology. It ensures security stops being just seen as a cost center and becomes a measurable business asset, something that protects value.
It is pretty sobering when you think about it. For many smaller businesses especially, just one successful data theft, it could genuinely be an existential threat, couldn't it? So this focus on exfiltration events blocked, that really feels like the true bottom line measure of success in today's digital economy.
So wrapping up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? If success is really measured by stopping that final, potentially catastrophic step of data leaving, what internal process or what specific type of data? Maybe it's patient records, maybe customer credit cards, maybe your secret sauce source code. What does your organization need to protect most aggressively right now to keep that exfiltration events block metric right at zero? You really need to start thinking about data protection, not just as, you know, an IT task, but as absolutely core business asset management.